Blog Talk Radio.
At newbornband.com. Official music for Tippy Top. Thank you. And yes, we all go running around. We're all busy on our phone. And it is time now to take a break from all of that and step right into the Tippy Zone. Because the Tippy Zone is going to walk right into Halloween. And so, yes. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and today we are going to talk about Halloween only because it is Halloween. And I don't know about you, but Halloween definitely has a story for me. Definitely a big story. So relax and step into the Tippy Zone, where we're going to explore the other side of reality on Halloween. The side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. And as a one humanity in one planet, we're going to want to, if you have a story to tell us about Halloween or about anything that is really important to you, we all want to hear it. So again, welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, with confidence, control, and awareness, because I know the power, the extreme amount of power that we get when we planning our life, when we clear about what we want, we identify it, and we go for it. Tippy Talk, to go from where you are to where you want to be. That's the idea, and that's the whole reason why telling your story becomes one of the most powerful gifts that you can give to humanity, and we're all one. And today, I'm going to tell you on how I was introduced to Halloween. I know that a lot of kids are introduced to Halloween when they run around from house to house collecting candy and yelling trick-or-treat. And my kids certainly did that. But since I am I missed out on the first 12 years in the United States because I came here when I was 12 years old. I had an amazing first 12 years of my life, not without trauma and drama and huge amount of uncertainties, like living through a war, going into shelter, experiencing death and torture and love and compassion and all those things that the first 12 years had for me, as I'm sure it will be for you. But when I entered New York, I was actually 11 years old. And so my first Halloween, I was 12 years old because I turned 11 in March. By the time Halloween came around, I was already 12. And I did not have a clue what Halloween was, other than the fact that I knew people got dressed up. Well, they didn't. That did not tell me a lot. It just told me that people got dressed up. I don't really embrace getting dressed up. I don't like putting a costume on. So I very innocently walked into the Halloween night without knowing what to expect. So in case you're like me and you don't know what Halloween really stands for, or you think Halloween is just fun, or you of course know. You cannot live in the United States and not know what Halloween is. One of the reasons I did not know was because I had never been here for Halloween. And I will tell you what Wikipedia says about Halloween. Halloween, or Halloween, is a contraction of All Hallows Evening. It's also known as All Halloween, All Hallows Eve, or All Saints Eve, which is very misrepresentative of what it is. It's a celebration observed in a number of countries on the 31st of October, the eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day. See, I didn't know about Christianity either because I had never been around it before. I was 12. It begins the three-day observance of All Hallowtide, the time in the liturgical year dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, hallows, martyrs, and all the faithful departed. Okay, so that's the official story of what Halloween is, but where it truly comes from is the occult. And it is the holiest day of the year to the occult. And I wish somebody would have told me anything about Halloween before I walked into the night of Halloween without knowing what it was, but they didn't. But according to this, it says that it is widely believed that many Halloween traditions originated from the Celtic harvest festivals, which may have pagan roots, particularly in the Gaelic festival Samhain. May have pagan roots. I don't think so. It is paganistic holiday. And this festival was Christianized as Halloween. Some academics, however, support the view that all Halloween began independently as a solely Christian holiday. So you can see that, like everything else, everything has opinions. Academics, versions. And when something has versions and academics and it might be that or it might be that in itself is suspect, that it's not very clear cut. This is what it is. And of course, we all know that we do trick-or-treating, we do pumpkin carving, we do bonfires. Some people do apple bobbing. Some people do divination games. Some people play a lot of pranks. There's a lot of haunted attraction. One thing, no matter what you look at Halloween, it's not a positive holiday. It's a holiday not to celebrate death, but to scare people with death. to scare people with tricks or treat. So I don't see how it has to do with Christianity and what my knowledge of Christianity is. And it isn't very big, so it's just my own thing. But when you don't know anything about it, and you innocently walk out on the street just to look at costumes, that's all. So I did. I walked out of the house, and I looked around, and I saw lots of little kids collecting little candies all over the place. And everybody was dressed up. There's no question about them being dressed up. And so in the tradition of where I came from, which was in Jerusalem, one of the things that we did very naturally is that all the kids on the block would go out and play together. And so whenever a kid wanted to go and play, all they had to do was walk outside the house and play. It was very safe, even though people think that it is not safe in Jerusalem. It was the safest place almost in the world, as it is today too. But today I'm not sure. I haven't been there in a long time. So I went out on my block to look for friends to play with. And in the few months that I had been here, I did identify a few kids that I did play with that were on my block. They weren't particularly nice to me, but we kind of played together all kinds of little games without much talking because my English language skills were not very high. As a matter of fact, I didn't understand a word they were saying when I first got here. But that's how I learned, by playing with them, by trying, by working really, really hard to learn the language, because when you come to a country and you have no desire to learn their language, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't be there. Yes, I may have an accent for the rest of my life, but if I can't make myself clear and I'm going to adopt this place as my home, and there's definitely something wrong. I shouldn't be there. And so I did learn a few words. I actually did learn the word Halloween. I couldn't remember the word because I kept forgetting it. But I saw my few little friends down the block. And I even remember the name. Carolyn, Donna, and Fran. Carolyn was Italian. Donna and Fran were half Italian, half Jewish. I don't know which half what. But they were always together. They were like a little gang. And so excited, and they were dressed up, but not much, like makeup, maybe just shorts and makeup or something like that. They weren't like overly dressed with masks and elaborate costumes. And so I walked towards them excited because I wanted to play. That's really why I went out. I didn't go out for Halloween. I have no clue what that was. And if I did, I probably would have stayed home. And they kind of ignored me a little bit, which wasn't unusual since I wasn't really speaking that fluently. And then Carolyn motioned for me to follow her to her house, which was across the street on the highway, on the street called King's Highway. I lived on one side of the street. They were down the street, and then she motioned me to walk with her across the street where her house was. I was happy because I thought we were going to play. We would go to the public school playground and play over there. So I walked with her across the street, and she said to me to wait, and she ran upstairs with her and her sister, her little sister that may have been 6 years old, went upstairs, and they came downstairs, and they were all holding eggs in their hands. And they took those eggs and they cracked it on my head, right in my hair. And then they ran away laughing. They thought they were so funny. And I just stood there. I was in shock. No one had ever done anything like that to me before. The worst thing kids ever did to hurt my feelings was to ignore me. And that was devastating enough. But come over and give me a violent personal act against me it was so overwhelming for me that I just stood there. If you can hear the noise, it's a helicopter passing by in this noisy city. And so I stood there for a while, shocked, and they disappeared completely. And then I started crying. And then I remember walking home as if the world came to an end. I walked all the way home hysterically crying, not understanding what happened or why. I didn't do anything. I certainly didn't do anything. And I went upstairs and, of course, straight into the bath. And as I was taking a bath, I was washing myself and crying. And that's all I remember for the rest of that night. All I did was cry and cry and cry. And that was my introduction to Halloween. And so can you blame me for really, really not liking it? Then I did some research about what it is. And I did some research on how it is celebrated. And I, of course, went into the darkest part of it and the darkest celebration of what it could be. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty. It has been spreading, actually. It first started, I think, in Europe, and then it's in Scotland. It was a Gaelic tradition. And then it spread to France. And then it spread with Christian influence. And then it went on and spread throughout North America. Today you have a Greenwich Village Halloween parade, which is right in New York. You have some houses, big major attractions that are haunted and geared to scare people. So it's definitely a day for people to get terrified. My daughter has a black cop cat, and she can't let it out a few days before Halloween until after Halloween because of some crazy rituals that people do in Halloween. Well, you may think it's crazy, but that's the origin of Halloween. Like the idea of trick or treating. What are you saying? Give me some trick or I will give you a trick. I won't see how that can be Christian. In England, up until 1930, people practiced the Christian custom of souling on Halloween, which involved groups of soulers that come from the word soul, Protestant and Catholic. They used to go from parish to parish begging the rich for soul cakes in exchange for praying for the souls of the givers and the friends. So I guess that was their version of trick-or-treating. In Scotland and Ireland, they would put costumes on children and go from door to door for food and coins. That's the traditional costume, and that's, I guess, evolved into the candy collection. So the games that they play, definitely a cult. The food that they eat, definitely a cult. And so that's what Halloween means to me. In Judaism, according to a guy named Alfred J. Koltach, Halloween is not permitted by according to the Jewish law because it violates something from Leviticus, which forbids Jews from partaking in their kind of costumes. So somebody came up with a brilliant idea that the Jews observe Iskor, which is praying for the soul of dead people, which some people can compare it to All Hallow Tide. But really, it's not. In Islam, They argue the Muslims should not practice Halloween because they're saying that participation in Halloween is worse than participation in Easter. It's more sinful. A Muslim writer, there is a Muslim writer called Javed Mamoun who disagrees, and he's saying that his daughter dresses up like a British telephone booth and will not destroy her faith as a Muslim. In Hinduism, most Hindus really don't really celebrate much of Halloween. Instead, what they do is they remember the dead during the festival of Pitru Paksha. And that's what the Hindus perform, a ceremony to keep the souls of their ancestors at rest. And they celebrate it in the Hindu month of Bhadrapada. It's usually around mid-September. The neo-paganism, they don't have a consistent rule, because those that describe themselves as neo-pagans or Wiccans, some of them don't observe Halloween, but instead they observe Samhain, which is on November 1st. And some neo-pagans enjoy Halloween festivities. And they say that they observe Halloween and then they do the Samhain thing the next day. So yeah, there is definitely a traditional Halloween all around the world. Scotland, in Ireland. The kids dress up in costumes and they have parties. They also light bonfires and do fireworks. In England, children play practical jokes on each other. In North America, they celebrate it by dressing up the children and running around trick-or-treating. In Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Japan, and all other parts of the Philippines, during Halloween, Filipinos return to the hometown and buy candles and flowers, and they prepare for All Saints Day. On November 1st, on All Saints Day, sometimes on November 2nd. Okay, so that's as much information as I know about Halloween now, which is not that much more than I knew before. I just know now where to go and where not to go on Halloween, because I'm never going to have eggs on my head again because of my ignorance. And certainly it's not the worst thing that can happen to anyone. I'm sure a lot worse could happen, being in a shelter and bombs being thrown at you and being 1 second away from death is a lot worse. But as a kid, that was totally traumatizing and I did not appreciate it at all. And that's my story about Halloween. If you have a story, definitely we want to hear about it. There's no question about it. But before I finish, there is something that I wanted to close with today, only because of Election Day. My Halloween talk would not be complete without giving you all of Hillary's accomplishments. Well, not all. There is more. Lots more. But here is the main accomplishments that Hillary has accomplished. So if you're voting for her, please keep that in mind. She transformed our relationship with Russia from reset to why are all Russians making reservation on the next flight to the motherland. She arranged a sale of 20% of uranium in the United States to those same Russians in return for donation to a charity which bears a striking resemblance to a money laundering racket. She turned ISIS from the festering boil of Islamic terrorism into a Muslim army, which has already launched multiple attacks on U.S. soil. She stood aside as a psychic Kumpalupa turned North Korean into a legitimate nuclear power. And if you know what, you know what I'm talking about when I say psychotic, not psychic, turned North Korea into a nuclear power. She not only led the world's foremost sponsor of terrorism, which is, of course, Iran, take the express lane to Nuketown. They paid billions to help smooth the road. There is Hillary and her friends, like Obama. She engineered the Benghazi attack through sheer ineptitude, And that's being very optimistic because I believe there's more to that. She responded to the Benghazi attack with stunning arrogance, like, what difference does that make now? Well, the difference it makes now, Miss Hillary, is that people are dead and you may very well be responsible for it. That's the difference it makes now. She may deny the existence of Islamic terrorism, an official government policy, even labeling those who call for vetting of likely jihadists as racist. Thank you. That was very smart because we need people to come into the United States and blow us up because vetting is being racist. She deliberately opened a floodgate to every Thomas, Ricardo, and Hakim who dreams of importing the MS-13 and ISIS lifestyle to the American heartland. She declared all the aforementioned threats subordinate to so-called climate change. Self, a pop science theory, which less than validity than Pilden men and Swiss spaghetti trees. I didn't compile this. Somebody compiled it, and I just thought it was a great, great list of accomplishments for Hillary. And I can give you a lot more because there is a lot more. Hillary is a chock full of accomplishments. She degraded every woman that ever stood and told the world courageously what her wonderful sexual predator husband did. She really is a chock full of goodies. And so, yes, I couldn't go on completing this without mentioning it. Now you know. You also know where I stand. Don't like to get political on Tippy Talk. It is about stories and it is about you giving us your story. So if you have a different version of Hillary and you want to make another list of accomplishments that is true about her, you're welcome. I invite you to come right in and tell us about it because Tippy Talk would not be here without you. And so I'm looking forward to hear from you. Any comments, any questions? You can always email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. You can leave a comment right here below. And you can follow me to receive a free book or all our other free goodies that we may be giving away. To follow is very easy. If you're having a hard time clicking that red button up there, all you need to do is click that red button and do sign up in seconds thing. But if you're having a hard time, email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. That's all you need to do. That's all I have to say for today. And that's all there is to say about the wonderful world of Halloween and Hillary and the election and so on. And now we've come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. It's been wonderful chatting and it's been wonderful telling the story. I'm so glad you now know how I got introduced to Halloween. I bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tippy Feldenstein and I bid you a wonderful day. And a happy Halloween.
You got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush. I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
If you have a story about Halloween, you're welcome to tell the story now.
Ooh.
Yes, you.
How we doing, Tippy?
We all go running around, circles, running and running and running. So, Yes, I'm going to shut off the music just to hear. Do you have a Halloween story?
Do I have a Halloween story? I had to collect some money today, and I called up the person and I said, are you a good witch or a bad witch? Choose wisely, the choice is yours. Trick or treat. I haven't heard back.
That's something to think about. You know, it's not so easy to answer a question like that. It's like when somebody asks you, what's your name? Definitely food for thought, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's my Halloween story. And have a happy Halloween. Enjoy your trick-or-treating tonight. And let your magic be your potion. Let your talent be your potion. So take that talent and let's go running around. You're going to be running around tonight?
I'm running around right now.
Always running around, right?
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck,
you know,
in
that
a full-time daydream.
Yeah.
Always in a rush.
Yes.
Witches and goblins, you better beware. They're coming looking for you tonight. Witches and goblins.
They certainly came to me on Halloween night and let me know what it was all about. Nice to get caught in a place.
There's a wonderful place to go tonight. Have you been to Manhattan in the Village on Halloween?
Yes, many, many, many years ago I went there and it was so much fun. I'm wondering if it would still be fun now.
I can't imagine it happening.
I think it would
be. A lot of fun.
Are you going there?
Not tonight.
Do you know why birds fly in a V? Girl, you don't need a man. Moving alongside of each other? Why?
They help to motivate one another. You know, the lead bird flies as hard as he can, and then when he gets tired, he falls to the back of the flock, and the next one takes over and keeps the momentum going.
And they make all these amazing patterns on the sky. I saw some amazing patterns this morning, and I was very inspired, and it kind of made me realize that just exactly the way the birds, they kind of stick together to make beautiful patterns. It's the same thing with people. When they get together and they brainstorm and they come up with ideas, they can come up with the most amazing ideas.
One
and guess what?
Other.
Yeah, and guess what? Stay tuned because Hippie Talk is going to be on your iPhone in an app coming very, very soon. Isn't that exciting?
That is extremely exciting. How did you find out about putting Hippie Talk on an app?
Well, I've been looking for a long time. I think an app would be great. That way, everybody can get it. All they have to do is click on the app and they can listen in anytime. Especially live at 5 on Mondays when we're on, which is really, really, oh my God, it is so exciting. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I want to invite everyone to join us right here on Tippy Talk every Monday at 5 o'clock for more insight and information that help you grow and prosper in a more powerful way. What's your story? Tell us right here on Tippy Talk the story of your life or just your day. Call us right here. Now you can go running around because Tippy Talk is... Any last wise words to the Halloweeners today? Robert? in closing, I'd like to say that by learning from the example of our we're going to go running around right here, and I'm going to tell you that learning from the example of the birds, all of us can feel empowered to take a daring and challenges as we can go on adventures and feel the strength of others moving alongside us as the presence lends power to your wings during this journey across your life or the sky of your life. Especially when you have unexpected winds and storms, you can always find refuge in the loving shelter of a friend and a family. You may even marvel at an otherwise difficult day when somebody's right by your side. Just a kindred spirit trotting right along with you through the clouds, through the rain. And if your wings begin to ache on your journey, just look around you, somebody else will fly to the front for a while, and all of us will move faster when we move together. Let your ego drop earthward as well as we all soar ever higher and higher.